Hey, everybody, these are my after show afterthoughts. Another good episode. Really wish we had had more than one person on, but I really feel like Moshkan did a good job representing what is going on at Standing Rock. A few thoughts that came out of this particular episode. I really feel like this entire movement is dependent upon what is going on social media. There seems to be a media blackout, which is not a good thing, whether it is a decision on the part of newsmakers to say, hey, look, this isn't important enough, let's stash it on page 9, or whether it is a concerted effort, as we have heard out of Standing Rock, that they are blocking Wi-Fi, they're blocking LTE, they're blocking radio, they're blocking all sorts of things, so word can't get out. But it has managed to get out where they found pockets, and so people have said, hey, this is what's going on. There are human rights violations. People are getting their arms blown off. They're having dogs sicked on us. There's private security beating us. There are hoses is being sprayed on us in sub-zero temperatures. So we're seeing all of these things going on. We're hearing about these things. This is the word that's coming out of Standing Rock. And there are people who have gone there to stand in solidarity, whether it's veterans, whether it is other Indian nations and tribes going to be there, whether it's people who are not Indian by any way, by any stretch of the imagination, people of color, people not of color going and just saying, hey, how can we stand with you in solidarity? I think that this is a huge issue that people should be paying attention to, even if we are only hearing bits and pieces about it. Okay, so this is how the Arab Spring happened in the Middle East. And yes, there are some tumultuous things going on, but there are people who have had really violent regimes who are very much on the ropes because people said, no more. You have blacked out our media. You have blacked out our newspapers, our television, our radio. But guess what? We've got this new thing called technology, called smartphones. We're going to get the information out any way, shape, or form that we can. And there are some tragic things going on right now in Aleppo. We're going to talk about that when we have our episode in January about the humanitarian crisis in Syria right now. But people are getting out the word, even sometimes last words. At the time of this recording, sadly, today, December 14th, I have seen videos of people saying, this is my last tweet, this is my last video, this is my last Facebook Live, because we're going to die. Okay, and that's how the word got out that started the Arab Spring. That's how the word's getting out about humanitarian crisis in Syria that's ongoing. And that's how the word is getting out about what is going on at Standing Rock. Okay, so I feel like more people should be paying attention to what is going on, and I am hoping and praying that this episode gave you some resources and gave you a desire and a wherewithal to say, look, how can I be involved? How can I blog about this? How can I write about this? How can I send correspondence to my political leaders? How can I do a podcast about this? How can I talk to people about this? How can I send money to organizations? How can I get involved with organizations? And so on and so forth. And so hopefully this episode gave you some semblance of an idea of what needs to be done and what can be done. Again, thanks so much to Moshkan. I'm very much, again, at the beginning of this. I am hoping that people saw some touch points between the civil rights movement of the 60s, especially black people. A lot of stuff that's going on. Fire hoses, dogs. These are things that prevalent in the African-American mind. Okay, and so I'm hoping that people of color can come alongside the people at Standing Rock and say, look, we remember this. We remember when this happened to us. We know what it's like to have people who are not on our side, to have a particular story about what's going on and not conforming to the rule of law. Let's stand in solidarity and help change this. We talked about it on the podcast. Look, there is a spill 150 miles from where from Cannonball, where the protests were taking place. So it's not a, you know, if this or this could happen, the spill could happen, but we're talking about something that has happened not too far from where they are protesting. So it's a very legitimate protest based on what just happened within the last few days. 176,000 gallons of oil that spilled into a creek. And that is what these water protectors are trying to let people know about. Look, we don't want this coming through our land. It was already rerouted by these neighborhoods that are predominantly white, and now you're moving them past our sacred space and our main water source. Other people didn't want it there. You rightly rerouted it, and now you want to move it by ours. So these are huge concerns, or things that should be concerns for everyone. And I hope that this podcast was a good primer in how you can get involved. And again, I'm not going to belabor the point of how you can get involved, but please, find a way you can get involved. Find a way that you can be a voice for change that you want to see in this world. Thanks so much for listening. See you next week.